Using the theme of Mendelssohn's Variation Seriöse, I would like to show the influence which tempo selection has upon the artistic image of a piece. The theme's presentation is crucial to initiating a message for this entire piece of 17 variations plus coda. Mendelssohn gives the marking of andante sostenuto. Andante directs us to play at a walking pace, while sostenuto, meaning sustained or prolonged, invites the stretching out of individual tones. These words might seem to be in conflict, and we must make a decision about how much to press forward to create the walking movement and how much to stretch or hold back some of the individual tones. Each pianist must also determine the overall speed that will work best for accommodating the two goals. In trials, we may find out that the acceptable tempo range is actually quite wide. I will present four options, two on the faster side, then two that are slower. The first option represents a more straightforward approach. The second, while nearly the same tempo, is more free, taking some liberty with the time elements. The third and fourth options demonstrate the increasing effectiveness of tempo slowness to create sostenuto. Please note, however, that even the last and slowest version maintains Mendelssohn's quarter note pulse and does not plod along with an inappropriate eighth note pulse that could become static and vertical. In playing at slower tempi, it is very important to return to tempo each time we employ a sustaining rubato. From the fastest version here to the slowest, there is a substantial difference of 17 seconds, from 43 seconds all the way up to 60. Please note the wide effects of tempo selection on the message and artistic image of the work. As a side note, it is also important in this theme to use very careful voicing, keeping each of the parts flowing in a meaningful line and at the appropriate dynamic levels.